Hello! Today we're going to discuss a fascinating psychological phenomenon called the Bader-Meinhof effect, or frequency illusion, and how it influences the way we approach our finances and investments. We're going to unpack how this mental bias can work for us or against us, and we'll share some practical ways to stay focused on purposeful long-term goals. I'm here to provoke you to good works. Thanks for joining me. What is the Bader-Meinhof phenomenon? So, have you ever learned a new word or heard about a new product, and then suddenly it feels like you see it everywhere? Or maybe you get a new car, and then suddenly it seems like there are so many of those cars on the road, and you've never noticed it before. Did everyone go out and buy the same car just as you did? And that's not likely. But that is likely that it's the Bader-Meinhof phenomenon in action. Once your brain registers something as significant, it starts filtering your experiences to notice it more frequently. Now, while this can be harmless in daily life, it can have big impacts on the decisions we make about our money. So let me give you an example. Say you're researching investment opportunities, and you're looking into AI stocks or cryptocurrencies, whatever the must-have rage of the day is. After you've come across one article or heard someone mention it, it's like your mind starts noticing headlines, ads, or even casual conversations that seem to echo the same theme. It might feel like the universe is trying to tell you something. But is it really? The Bader-Meinhof effect can shape how we approach money in several ways. So let's look at this. One is confirmation bias, particularly in investments. Once you've identified an investment idea, your brain is primed to notice information that supports it. Now, this can lead to confirmation bias where you focus on the positives while ignoring the potential risks, or at least the magnitude of the potential risks, or opposing viewpoints. For instance, you might believe that a specific stock is a sure thing because you see so much favorable news about it. But often, the information you notice is filtered through your own mental lens. Another way it impacts our decision-making is through financial trends or FOMO, which is fear of missing out. So if you've ever felt like you're late to the party on a trend, whether it's these AI stocks, green energy, real estate, the Bader-Meinhof effect amplifies this by making it seem like everyone else is already in on it. And this can trigger a fear of missing out, that FOMO, which leads to rushed, impulsive decisions that are not well analyzed or thought out. But remember that trends often sound louder than they are because of our brains being tuned to listen for them. Or through overestimating opportunities. When we notice a potential market opportunity, this phenomenon can exaggerate its significance. For example, hearing about a hot market repeatedly might make it seem risk-free, even though you haven't done the due diligence to back up that perception. So, what are some practical tips that can help us overcome this influence of Bader-Meinhof? Seek out opposing views. When you're exploring an investment, don't just look for reasons why it might succeed. Actively seek out information that challenges your assumptions. A balanced perspective leads to better decisions. In other words, look to disprove your idea. Second, focus on your goals, not trends. Ask yourself, does this align with my long-term financial goals? Remember that trends come and go, and we very rarely know when they end. But a solid plan grounded in good principles of stewardship will stand the test of time. Thirdly, build awareness of bias. Simply being aware of the Bader-Meinhof effect, and other biases for that matter, can help you pause and think critically. The next time you notice something everywhere, ask whether that's truly significant information or just a product of your heightened awareness. Four, use it for good. Finally, use this mental quirk to your advantage. When you learn about powerful financial concepts like compounding or the importance of saving and investing, let your brain amplify those messages. Notice how they show up in daily life and let them reinforce good habits and change your thinking. So as we wrap up today, remember this. The Bader-Meinhof effect isn't inherently bad. It's just a reflection of how our brains process information. When we understand it, we can navigate financial decisions with clarity and purpose, avoiding the traps of our own biases and impulsiveness. And Proverbs 4:7 says, "The beginning of wisdom is this, get wisdom. Though it costs all you have, get understanding." So may we seek understanding in all areas of our life, including our finances.